Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Welcome back to Cooling Out.
Kev.
And it's Rel. Where's Ryan?
I'm unsure. I don't know.
I'm sending an APB out for that little nigga. I ain't seen him in weeks. Weeks. Anyway.
At least it would have been spirit.
Yeah, whatever. We got a special guest with us. We got the boy Lloyd Ansa with us.
What's up, what's up? How's everybody doing today?
Oh, nah, you got to speak up, man.
What's up, what's up?
There you go, there you go, there you go.
Okay.
So what's up, man? Let people know a little bit about you.
Let me see. I'm Lloyd Ansa from Queens, New York. I'm a singer, not a rapper. Everybody thinks I'm a rapper.
Okay.
Let me see. I don't want to say I sing R&B because R&B is just something that I do. I mean, I sing pop, I sing opera, I sing everything.
Okay.
I'm cut from a different cloth. That's all I can really say.
Yo.
That's all I can really say right now.
You're a cool little nigga.
You know they say
cut
from a different cloth is a serious.
Yeah, my name is Lloyd Hanson. Oh, man. Thank you for coming through, man.
Yeah, thank you for reaching out.
I really appreciate it, man.
Thank you for having me.
So, where are you from, Queens, man? What part of Queens are you from originally?
Corona, Queens. I actually moved here when I was 9. I'm actually originally from Africa, Ghana.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Where's Corona?
Yeah, I was just about to ask.
I mean, the only way I can say is
a story in Long Island City.
I went to school in Long Story.
I know Jamaica. That's about
yeah, that's where we went to school.
Yeah,
I went to school in a story. I went to Frank Sinatra School of the Arts. Right. Story. So if you hop on the R train and get to Woodhaven Boulevard, past the Queen Center Mall, that's where I live. Surround.
Thank you for making the trek.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
Come see me, man. My mom cooked good food.
We'll meet up somewhere in the middle. Tell her to get a to-go plate.
That's it.
But anyway, man. I want to, let's go back into your origins. Like, when did you start singing or when did you first discover your voice?
Actually, in Africa, I never knew I could actually sing. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a thing I ever did. I used to play soccer every day. Mm-hmm. We were just an athletic family. But I came here and I was just trying to assimilate to everything because I kind of have to grow up here from now. There's no going back now. It's just like, you go back to visit, but that's, here's mm-hmm. where I really stay. So, I don't know. I had a thick old accent. Everybody used to make fun of me, all of that. So, yeah, I don't know. Middle school, elementary school was rough.
Yeah, that could be cruel.
Bro. Seriously.
But that was me.
What is it? I found a couple girls, saw that I could sing. I would hum a little bit. I used to watch Hannah Montana, mm-hmm. these shows, That's So Raven and stuff. Mm-hmm. They would always sing, so I would try to mimic that. And it turns out I was pretty good at it. I mean, everybody started going away, started forgetting about my accent. And I just kept it pushing. I've been writing ever since. Mm-hmm. I've been working hard ever since. I went to Frank Sinatra School of the Arts. I've sang at Carnegie Hall, the Mets. I've sang the national anthem at the Mets World Series. I've just been... Mm-hmm. I'm a singer, but I'm a hustler.
You can't just talk. So how do these things happen? You can't just drop that.
These things happen. These things happen through hard work. It's just persistence. What is it? A school kind of, once you get into the school, they kind of just throw you out there. They train you to be a different animal. That's just basically that's the mentality of it. There's a saying, before you can innovate, you must imitate. So we go back, we learn from the greats. We learn opera, we learn folk, we learn jazz, we learn, one of my favorite genre is jazz. I love B.B. King, Otis Redding, mm-hmm. Amy Winehouse. Those are my favorite singers. But yeah, so we go back and we learn about all this. And then they were training us to be to be classical performers. But I figured out if you put this training to the mainstream world, if you put it to music that we actually, that I actually listen to, then you become a different animal. It's like, you don't really know what I'm capable of. Everyone thinks I sing R&B.
Yeah.
But that's not all I do. You understand? Yo. Cut from a different cloth.
Yo, I'm laughing.
I'm just saying.
I'm laughing because I like, I feel your energy. Yeah, I feel it.
I like from a different cloth.
Nah, fuck that. Cut from a different cloth.
Cut from a different cloth.
Nah, I respect it, man. You seem really genuine based on what you're saying.
Thank you.
Oh man, so this runaway track that you sent us. It's dope. I really like it. I told you on wax, my girl was a little too excited about the song. Right, I was like, calm down.
Oh, boy.
But,
might stay a girl.
Listen.
She's going to hear this.
Now you got me thinking, like, damn.
I can't stay a girl.
We'll see. Anyway. But, so tell us how that song came to fruition.
Let me see. That was the first song I actually wrote in college. I just came off like a bad situation with a girl. It wasn't really a bad situation. It was just like I wasn't ready to take on school and take on having a girl and take on, you know, trying to have good grades and trying to like figure out who I necessarily am.
Mm.
And it's just I'm not one to fully commit to something unless I'm fully ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
So Runaway wasn't really a diss to any girl. It was just run away because it's not the right time for me right now. You know, I'm a big conceptual guy. I write from a conceptual point of view. I hung around rappers my whole life. So it's like, if you weren't coming with bars, if you weren't coming with something, it was like, get out of the room type of thing. So they always held me to a certain standard. So everything I write comes from, like, you're always going to find a bar in it somehow, or you're always going to find an angle that I'm portraying it from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the male perspective of a relationship that's set its course. You understand what I'm saying? It's just accepting the fact that I can't be that person that you want right now. That was just basically Runaway. So it starts off, it's like, I'm not the one you should turn to. I'm not the one you should trust. Bringing you all of this pain, baby, enough is enough. It's just like, we're going through all of this and like, it's not the right time. I'm not the one you should turn to. You understand? So yeah.
Do you read?
Yes, I do. I'm enlightened.
Because I'm like, yo, back when you 18, right?
I'm 18 years
when I was 18, old. I was not thinking like that.
Mature.
Not at all. Oh, it's not time? It's time for everyone. that's very like wise and mature beyond your years. Like, if I just met you, I would not think you were 18 years old.
I agree.
Thank you. Wow. So this is the first track that you've actually released, or
I released the whole project when I was my sophomore year of high school. That was when I was really trying to figure out, get my feet wet, trying to figure out how everything is. I actually thought like I was gonna drop something, everyone's gonna love it, and then magically blow up.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But then I realized, you know, I wasn't really up to par. I was making music that was like I wasn't able to stand by. Like if somebody would play it, I'd be like, you know what, turn it down. Like turn it up.
Yeah.
Because like it wasn't quality music. I was recording in my room. I was doing all that stuff. So it's just at a certain point I blocked out everything. I got to work. Every time I left school, I'd come home to write music. And I just focused on writing. I stopped worrying about recording and all that. And then I started putting my money together. Going to an actual official studio, finding engineers and stuff like that. Because I feel like in this whole game, you can have as many tracks as you want, but it's quality over quantity at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started making real quality music, when I was able to stand by my words, I didn't know how nice I was. At first, my confidence wasn't anywhere because everyone was shooting down the first mixtape. So I was like, yo, I'm really bad at this. But when I got to work, when I really started writing every day, it's like, yo, you can't tell me anything. You can't tell me anything. If you don't like us, then you have something against me. It's just it's just how it is. Because I feel like words resonate with everything, with everyone. Like the thing about going to performing arts school is like you could deal with so many different personalities. Like there's somebody you really didn't like. There was somebody you loved. But it was like at the end of the day, their talent spoke for itself. It didn't matter if the person was an asshole. Then they could light up the stage and you can't. This is how it is.
Yeah.
So I'd rather my work speak for me now. That's how I'm portraying things now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So is this like the first track off
I got
some other stuff coming?
A whole project I'm working on. I'm working on going into the I might drop it in the fall. I'm trying to call it the freshman classic because I just finished my freshman year. And it's just, it's a whole bunch of stories, like stuff I went through in high school, stuff I went through in college. College is a lot of fun, a lot of eye-openers, you know? But sure it's great music. So there's great music coming. There's a whole bunch of stories that are very relatable. And I'm trying to find the angles. I'm really trying to be a scientist with this.
Well, you talked about your range and your different like types of sounds you're into. So what can we expect from this project?
Are you
experimenting?
I'm trying to go into my bag of tricks. I'm trying to be unpredictable. Because after I dropped Runaway, the initial thing was, okay, he's this slow, melodic singer and stuff like that. But I don't... I dropped Runaway to really to cater to girls. I don't know how to put it. I haven't heard anyone speak the way I suppose. No one has kept it real since like Drake's old Take Care album. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody ever just said, you know, this is how I actually felt. And at a certain point, Drake made it cool to say how you felt. Like Drake made it really cool to speak from your heart. Like old Drake. Yeah, you can't even tell me nothing. But yeah, so it was just. I'm sorry, I lost the question. Wow.
What kind of sounds can we expect?
Drake got him excited.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I feel you, trust me. I feel you.
Nah, you can expect. I'm trying to go into
it. You learn to harness it as you get older. I hear you.
Thank you. See, I'm not there yet. I'm still 18, so leave me alone. But you can expect a lot of melodic sounds. I'm trying to cater to this generation, but I'm also trying to show my roots. So I'm trying to go back, find different instrumentation. I actually want live instruments and during the process of arranging my beats. That's what I really want, live guitars, live saxophones, but I want to cater it to the new wave. Like if you put an old bluesy feel to like a DJ drama, beat drop and stuff like that, it gives somebody something new to listen to. Like they say we're in the generation where it's mumble rap and mumble trap and everything, but I'm like, we live in a generation that's full of listeners, like actual listeners who are willing to engulf everything that you're saying. So if you feed them the right food, you're gonna find your core, you understand what I'm saying? Damn. Okay.
Sorry.
I do this thing where I ramble and I
It's not true. Something just confused me. Sorry.
We're good.
Apparently, yes.
Okay.
Sorry. So I thought something was wrong. Caught me so off guard. Anyway, sorry. That caught me so off guard. But no, that makes a lot of sense. It's good to see artists trying to be creative and trying to be different. Because nowadays, a lot of artists sound.
They look the same.
They sound exactly the same. So it's good to see some artists, you know, trying to do something different. I think that would bring a very, I can't imagine the sound in my head, but I'm assuming that it'd be a very unique sound.
Just know I'm gonna give you what you want, but I'm also gonna give you something new that you didn't even know you wanted. It's just that.
So when you look at these lyrics you have written, but do you have in your head the different kind of instruments you want to go with them? What kind of beats you imagine them over? Or
I never really write. What was it? Someone told me when I first I didn't know how to write music, but someone told me never write without the instrumentation. That's what someone, because you have to. It's a longer process to try to cater it to fit the beat now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're initially writing to that canvas, you have something to flow onto. But yeah, so I listen to the beat. The beat kind of speaks for itself because you have, at the end of the day, the producer had an idea in mind. You just basically have to cater to that. So yeah, so I let the beat speak for itself, and then it just flows out. I can't really stop it. But sometimes I get too diabolical with it. I need to calm down, just put the pen down, because I can write like 50 verses and I will not stop. It's just like that.
So how much are you sitting on right now?
I'm sitting on I have like 10 filled books, 10 filled spiral notebooks, just filled with writings.
Have you always been like that? Or is that something?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I have not. I never, it wasn't until I started taking music seriously. It was like my dad had this whole idea of being a doctor, being a lawyer, being an accountant, being his idea of success, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And being like a respectable man of society. And I fully understand that, but it's like, I feel like respect is also in the eye of the beholder as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to cater to a different crowd. I feel like we all cater to different crowds. So if I can show, if I can show them the bright light in what I'm doing, you know, that's respect coming my way. It's just, we all have our own perception of respect. But it all started when I was really in high school. I started really taking this seriously. When I started taking it seriously, I just made the decision I was going to be nice at this. There was no way I was going to be trash. There was no way. I was like, I'm going to do it. And I'm not there yet. I'm still growing. But I can tell you I'm going to be nice.
Yeah, because it says a lot that you took the reception you got from your initial project, and instead of like, all right, maybe I should do something else, you took that and was like, all right, I'm going to do better. I'm going to really hone in and drop a lot of verses.
Very much. And the thing that really, that keeps me moving is the thing, in Africa, that's the idea of success. Like, you move to this country for your family to have a better life. You become a doctor, you become a lawyer, you become president. You try to make ends meet to feed your family.
Yeah.
But no one wants to ever go above the status quo. And actually, I'm from the root of rhythm. I don't know how to put it. I'm from the country that originated all the sound, instruments, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from that. But a lot of people move here and they drop it all just to assimilate. And I'm like, if you can show them, like, yo, you come here, you can dream. And if you work hard, you can be what you really want to be. Then go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. You do not have to assimilate to fall in line and conform to everything that everybody else is doing. You know, if you're blessed with a gift, use it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, then find what you're blessed with and do it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sick of kids dropping down their pens and papers just because they want to assimilate. That's not me.
That's insane that you said that. Like, that's life in general.
Seriously.
People, like, off wax, like we're talking about, like, you know, what you want to major in and things like that, right? It's like, as soon as you get to college, they're like, what do you, like, pick what you're going to do for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
And, like, you just, like, have to, society sets you up to, like, lose all creativity, basically.
Talk about it.
It's like, fall in this line.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fall in line at a young age, you basically can't even tap into whatever creativity you had to begin with.
Exactly.
So.
What was it? I had a speech when I sat in high school, because I was class president.
Excuse me.
Want to throw that in there.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I was class president. I said, you know, we had a whole bunch of art majors in our school. And, like, no one, when I started really doing this thing of working hard, like, doing this every day, I was like, you know, you could be Picasso, and you don't even know it yet. That's kind of sad. You're Picasso walking down the streets of Frank Sinatra every single day, and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
That's sad. Get to it. I don't know how to say it. I don't know how anything else but to say, but wake up and get to it. Because then no one can take that away from you. Like, people would always tell you, I live in New York City. Everyone in here does music. Everyone dances. Everyone.
Oh, trust me.
But if you're telling me, drop this, and I'm like, I just know in my gut, like, I put too much time into it. I know in my gut, like, I bring something different to the table. But now it's, like, certified that I know I bring something different to the table. Then it's like, you can't take that away from me. But you need to find that for yourself. Like, everyone needs to self-work. Like, drop everything and hone into your craft and see how nice you really are. Just that.
That's actually very enlightening.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm going to challenge you. You're saying you might be Picasso and you don't know it, right?
No.
How does one discover that they're Picasso?
I just want to discover that they're Picasso.
Logic.
I hit you with something. I'll answer that with an example. It's like, what is it? I feel like I want to align myself with the greats.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do. That's my whole goal.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to align myself with the greats, I have these tendencies on tracks where I write an initial flow. I kind of have the same melodic flow on certain tracks. So I'm like, you know, I'm trying my hardest to deviate from that and start writing different patterns, start adding different instruments, start seeing what I thought wouldn't work, start rearranging them to make them work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you start figuring out the puzzle in a different way, then your mind opens in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're Picasso, but you might even be better than Picasso because you're arranging the puzzle in a different way. So I say, like, it's trial and error. One must just go into it, fully dive themselves into it, and just figure out the pieces. It's a whole puzzle that we have to figure out.
Yeah, that makes sense. You just have, I think you also just have to be willing to break out of the norm as well.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, that's very admirable, because you're saying, like, coming from where you come from, like, you know, your pops is telling you, you have to be, you know, this, that, and the third in order to be a respectable man in society. Right. Which is something a lot of people deal with. And then it's just like, nah, I don't want to do that.
That's not easy.
Oh, I know it's not easy.
Does your father know about your music?
Nah, he knows. He definitely knows about my music. But my dad is like, I don't ever want to paint the bad picture of my dad. My dad does everything for me.
A lot of parents feel this way, though.
Does everything. Yeah. It's just like, he's letting me work out the kinks, but he's letting me, so it's like I have to own up to his thing 50%, and I have to do my thing 50%. That's why Frank Sinatra kind of came into play, because it combined academics with my art form. So that's why he kind of went for it and allowed me to do that. So as long as I have, you know, 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out, but I'm still working, trying to figure out what I'm actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
When it's time to really close that door and be like, Dad, I feel like if I focus 110% this last year, I feel like this is it.
Yeah.
You know, but he just doesn't. There's a lot of people that drop. I'm 100% with my dad. There's a lot of people that drop out. They don't know what they drop out for. I know a lot of people who drop out to make music, but they're not. They're initially not making music.
Yeah.
They stop making music. I'm like, you dropped out for this. Focus on it. But I never wanted to be that dropout kid. I always wanted to have a college degree. I was cut from a different cloth. My parents, that's just been instilled in me my whole life.
Yeah.
So it's just, I'm gonna finish it out, but I'm gonna finish it out on my terms. You know what I'm saying?
How do you find that balance? Like, you're about to be a sophomore coming up, right? They say, I didn't have that experience, but they say freshman year is like one of the hardest because like you're adjusting to a new environment, you're learning new people, all these things. How do you find that balance between school? Is that your girl?
That's my son.
Okay. School, you know, whatever distractions that may come up, you know, women and making music. How do you find balance between all of that?
It's definitely challenging. When I got to college, I realized, you know, later on in the year that I couldn't do what everyone else does.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Like, we would go to parties, you know, we'd come back at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was very fun. I came home at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I had no missed call from my mom, no nothing. I was like, yo, I'm the man. I'm like, you can't. I called my mom at 4 o'clock, so, yo, I'm checking on you. How are you doing?
Yeah.
But I just realized I couldn't do everything. I tried to prioritize what I was initially set out to do.
Yeah.
I always have that goal in my mind. That's the thing. So it's just, I dabble in everything, but I realized that, you know, I can't 100% be into this, 100% be into that. It was basically school and music. You see, music was my fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would play basketball, I would be in the gym, I would do everything, but it was like music was my thing. You just have to figure out, like, prioritize around your priority.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
No, I understand. So do you feel like you can reach your maximum potential with you currently focusing 50% here, 50% there?
It is definitely hard. I'm not saying. That's why people drop out, because they want, you want 100% to be on that.
Yeah.
But it's that I just have different goals in mind.
Yeah.
You know, I want to complete college. That's my whole thing. I want to have a full-on degree. I want to have everything. I want to make my kids proud. Like, yo, you can do it too. I need.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You to do it. It's like you have to do it. Mm-hmm. So it's just the cards that I'm dealt with. You know,
yeah.
I stopped trying to fight them and just accepted them. Now I'm just moving them around, trying to figure out how I can actually do this. I always have a lot on my plate, but I like having a lot on my plate.
Mm-hmm. So you feel you have a grasp on things right now?
Yeah, I have a grasp, but it's like it loses it sometimes, but I get it back. What is it? She actually told me a saying: you can't say you have a lot on your plate when your goal is to eat.
Yo, y'all some wild young folk. Yeah.
I like that.
So, I'm out here like,
see, you can't say you have a lottery play when your goal is to eat. So
huh? That, okay.
If that's your goal, get to
I'm just letting you know right now. There's going to be some IG captions.
I'm just saying.
I'm just letting you know. I still shit. I'm letting you know right now. I'm just going to be right on my IG. I'm going to tweet this out later. Act like it was original.
It's all good.
I'm just letting you know.
It's all good.
That's dope, yeah. Man. So what can we expect from you in the future? Wait, have you performed live or anything like that?
Oh yeah, I definitely have a whole bunch of shows coming up in the Syracuse area in the uptown, upstate. Mm-hmm. But what is it? I do a lot of V-Files. It's just artist showcase here. I do a lot of V-Files. I'm on the open mic scene here. You can catch me everywhere. My Instagram is I am Lloyd Answer. Just have to plug that in there.
We just gonna give you some time.
But yeah, if you're I perform everywhere I can. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm really trying to get my social media buzz up, trying to, you know, promote more music videos, stuff like that. So I just want to do this the right way. I never had money to back it, but now I've saved enough money to really do this the right way. So now you just, you know, this is my lineage. I'm starting it.
Yeah. So, how's your team? Is it just you mostly that's doing this?
Nah, it's not.
Okay.
I got a whole bunch of problems.
Problems?
I call them problems.
Okay.
Problem, because you know.
Good problems. I'm
a problem. My name is Lloyd Answer, and I'm a problem. Any problem, I will answer. It's just like that. But the part I love the most is the reason I love that I'm not signed or anything yet is because, you know, I get to scout talent. Like that's if this never really works out, my goal is to really be an A&R. That's one of my things, to really scout talent. And being from a performing arts school, you know, I found a whole bunch of people with the same drive as me, but. Thing is, you get a whole bunch of personalities that think that they're on top of the world because they're getting all these accolades, working at Carnegie Hall, doing everything, that, you know, you lose the person who's actually there. So the people I recruited for my team, you know, they were ones who asked for help. Like, I'll get a whole bunch of, like I'll get an artist, someone who likes to draw. I'm like, you know what, I see you doing album covers. Just try it out, see how it goes. And then she gets recruited onto the team. I know a whole bunch of photographers that just take pictures of apples. I'm like, why? Shoot a music video. See how that actually goes. I have a whole bunch of hustlers on my team. I'm trying to create this team called Radar United. Just Radar is Elvis trying to jump on the radar, get noticed, and United, we all did it as a unit. It's just that. But that's my team, Radar United. I'm under this recording label called Sound Investment. It's just an independent label. They just help me record my music and get it out and stuff like that. But my goal is to start my own team, start my own record label. So.
Sheesh.
Oh, and I also have my clothing brand, Jiggy by Nature.
What is it?
I have a clothing brand. I started with four boys from college. They were all in my floor.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was my roommate. And, you know, we always, that was the thing we always said. He always dressed Jiggy, my roommate. It was just like, you dress Jiggy. And it was always effortless because it was just, there was something in his walk. It wasn't even the clothes he was wearing. It was just how he walked.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, yo, that's just his nature. It's just how it was. And then we all kind of figured out, like, you know, I sing. That's my Jiggy thing. my boy plays basketball. That's his Jiggy thing. It was just like, so when we started selling that idea, like everyone just started calling this Jiggy by Nature. I'm like, yo, put this on a shirt. Put this on some clothes. Like, we're selling an idea now. It's like, there's so, it can go everywhere now because mm-hmm. it's an idea. Like, it's basically selling self-confidence. It's like, you don't need Balenciaga. You don't need, you know, Polo, Ralph Lauren. You don't need all of them because you don't need necessarily, not everybody fits that price margin.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just saying, you know, I'm comfortable in my own skin. Like, I'm Jiggy and it's effortless, you know, mm-hmm. and it's something for a lower price, you know.
Yes, true.
It's being fly on a budget. It is trademark.
Okay,
it's
good smart. Job.
Good.
See?
You on top of
it. You on top of everything.
How's the reception been for you?
It's been great. It's been great. Like, we just dropped this yesterday for our summer line, you know, so we're trying to set up a photo shoot in the city. I see it like just a whole a mob of different ethnicities. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying to cater to everyone, so I want you to see yourself wearing the actual shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part I handle. I handle the marketing aspects. My friend handles the money aspect of things. So we just basically work as a unit to try to create this.
Got your hands in a lot of stuff, young man. I like this.
Thank you.
I like this.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you.
You got any more questions?
Yeah, in terms of the music, who would you list as like inspirations?
Inspiration. I derive. Okay, I need to chill with these words. Chill.
Why
I
chill
always, now? I always speak like
that. Why?
Okay.
Show your vocabulary.
Thank you.
Ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
Thank you. My roots really come from jazz. That's my whole thing. I used to listen to a lot of Bill Withers. That was one of my favorite. He has this song, Ain't No Sunshine. He has Grandma's Hands. Yeah, he has I really love artists that are just in their truest form.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like jazz was its truest form, especially improv jazz. When you go to, what is it? When we were learning in school, they would talk about these speakeasies where, you know, black people were actually performing there and the white people would come in and check them out to perform. So I'm like, you would see a show that you couldn't see the next day. That's
mm-hmm.
the thing I love the most about jazz. It's such in its rawest form that, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's why I really derive from that. That's my whole lineage. I want to align myself with the greats. That's my whole thing. I don't want to align myself with the little pumps and the little wings and all that. I want to be big. Big Sean, Big Lloyd, all that.
Gotcha, man.
Yeah.
So are there like any projects that's come out this year recently that you listened to?
Hmm. I just listened to the Kanye album.
Which one?
What is it?
Yeah,
the one with Cudi.
He just produced like five of them. One for
Tiana,
one for
Nas, Pusha.
I haven't listened to the Nas one. I actually just heard his,
mm-hmm.
and I heard what is it? You know who slept on? You ever heard Post Malone?
Of course, yeah.
Bro, Post Malone is so slept on.
I don't think so.
I don't think anyone.
He's been selling.
I think
insane.
He's so slept on.
He's been selling insane.
There's a lot of artists that sell.
No. He's been like breaking records.
No, he's the best selling artist.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, until
Drake gonna take it.
Yeah, Drake gonna take it, but he's the best selling artist.
I don't think Drake gonna take it.
Shit, bro.
You can make a money wager if you're gonna pay up.
Even with the Drake album that just came out, like everyone's hype about it, but when I listen to it, like from a writer's perspective, I feel like he wrote this album for him. He didn't write this for the people. Because there was a lot of good and bad.
I don't know if that's a critique.
No, it's not a critique. It's just like, before he would put all these anthems that everyone would sing that would get radio plays and all that. But it's like this album, you could tell he was talking about his real experiences. Like I feel like we're all writing, but when you get to a different level, it's just like when you're a celebrity, there's a whole civilization of celebrities, like stuff that they all go through.
Yep.
You know? So I feel like he kind of opened the door. Like he said this line, I hate being in the same room with you, but have to be on different sides. And I kind of felt like he was talking about Rihanna in a sense. And then he was talking about, you know, New York Fashion Week is coming up. That's kind of your thing. I'm like, bro, if you kind of put two and two together, I'm like, he really, like, he's venting through all these tracks. I'm like, he didn't write this for people to really, but I don't think he cared. I think he wrote this.
Why did he write
bro?
Nice for what?
There's a couple of
Nice for what?
Yeah.
That's definitely for women. That is not for himself.
Yeah, I ain't seen no frustration.
He got a couple cool women with him. What's wrong?
Listen.
Right.
I think that speaks to his greatness, if anything.
Nah, Drake is nice.
Yeah. But nah, Post Malone's definitely getting his respect.
Post Malone.
He's definitely getting his respect. So, who out of all the artists that's out right now, I guess hip hop and R&B, all that, who would you say you'd fuck with the most?
Okay, there's one singer I really love. His name is BJ, the Chicago Kid. I'm not sure if you ever heard of him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's a real writer. I gravitate towards writers. That's my whole thing. So I really listen.
Expand on that. He's a real writer. That just that he writes or his writing style?
His writing style. It's just there's this definition of R&B called rhythm and blues. That's just the real definition. But I'm really based on trying to change it to reality-based music. I feel like I love people who write, but it's from a perspective. That's my phone.
Is it Bob?
That's my phone.
No, that's cool.
See, it's the team. They want to meet up and stuff. But yeah, so I'm trying to change that definition to reality-based. I really focus on stuff that really relates more to our generation. So yeah. He'll have this concept like how Cupid lost his wings. Like, who thinks about that? Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you write that? How do you write that? How would you start writing that? How did Cupid lose his wings? And then he goes in depth about how, you know, the music video stops with, like, there's no love in the world and, like, all everything is bad. And then it did take, like, Donald Trump and his wife. And it goes into so many different things and Obama and his wife. And I'm like, what if there was no love when Cupid lost his wings? I'm like, damn. That's one of my favorite singers out right now. I listen to the new wave. I listen to Lil Pump. I listen to who's out right now? Big Sean. I listen to Rory. My goal right now, I'm really trying to see if I can get onto the freshman cover, the Double XL freshman cover. They put one out all the time, but they never really put out a singer. They put a couple of singers. They had August Alsina. They had PNB Rock and A Boogie this year. But you know, I'm trying to see if I can move my way in there. But that's my main goal for this year. I'm trying to see if I can do that.
Hasn't been respectable in, what, this last year?
What, the cover?
Yeah.
I think they're right, though.
It was like a little Pump.
They're not wrong, though.
I mean, that's what's popping right
that's
now.
That's what's popping. That's what they tried to cater to what's going on. Like, that's the music that's out right now.
I'm not going to complain. I don't sound like no old head out here. Like, but true feelings. You calling my age out?
Who are some like artist creatives that inspire you, like all around creative types?
All around creative.
That you look at and I'm like, wow, like multifaceted.
I'm really into Swiss Beats. I love that he has his hands in a whole bunch of things. Like, what is it? He just built a school. I'm really big onto Akon as well. Akon is one of my biggest icons. Because like he's from where I'm actually from, he's going back to create lights for everyone over there.
It was millions, right?
Seriously, like it's ridiculous. I'm like, why is he the first one to do it though? I'm like, Akon hasn't been out in so long. He's not even up right now. He's not up. He didn't drop anything. He's still making money.
Yeah.
But he hasn't dropped anything, so he's not relevant in that sense. But why is he the first one to be doing it? There's so many African artists that are out right now. I just feel like I respect you more if you can go back to help where you actually came from. That's my whole thing. Alicia Keys is doing big things right now. Rihanna with her makeup. I just love dabbling in everything. I feel like I'm a hustler first. I'm an entrepreneur. I love to put my hands in so many things. Ye with the Yeezys, everything.
Yeah. What do you think of like a childish
Gambino?
Yeah.
With the This Is America song.
Just like he acts, he raps.
Exactly.
He
cut from a different cloth. It's just that. I feel like once we start putting ourselves in these boxes, I hate that. But the thing is, the only way it makes sense is if you put us in a box.
Mm.
That's how society likes to place it. You have to put it in a box. You have to say, this is exactly what you do. But there are artists that are changing the game because they're that nice. Like a childish with Atlanta. That oh my god. And Migos are about to start acting too. Watch how you see it. But yeah. I just know I feel like for the years coming up and if I ever break through into this industry, I'm gonna be in a lot of people's faces. Pac did it, Pac was an actor, Pac was low key a singer, Pac was a rapper, he was a poet first. He went to performing art school too. So it's just I feel like there's so much in my arsenal ready to just let out.
Yeah.
That's dope. And what can we expect rest of the summer, rest of the year? What are your goals?
For the rest of the summer?
Rest of the summer, rest of the year.
For the rest, I'm going to start with the rest of the summer. Rest of the summer, I'm trying to just release my project. That's what I'm really trying to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on mixing and mastering everything. I have a couple singles that are about to drop. You know, but I really just want, I want to paint the picture of a unit when I release stuff. Like, that's my whole goal, to paint the picture like I'm not alone. You know, boost out my whole team. Because I know a whole bunch of rappers, I know a whole bunch of singers, but as one, they have the lowest views. But as a unit, you know, it sounds like, yo, they're a movement. They're
mm-hmm.
they're trying to shake up the storm. Like, that's why I respect ASAP Mob, I respect
mm-hmm.
Pro Era, all of them, because they really came through as a movement. It wasn't just, it was one person who was leading the horse, but it's like, at a certain point, they all fell in line.
Yeah.
And it's just certain people like that. It's just, I have this boy called Alfonso. He's a great lyrical rapper. Everything, he's just, his cadence is weird and everything, so you kind of just have to, it has to sit on you for a little bit. But that's the guy I protect, because I want to break the surface. I want to break through and just really let him shine. You understand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just that certain people aren't meant to lead the horse. You know what I'm saying? But I've taken on that role, and I'm ready to explode. I'm just ready to just let my team out.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's dope. Just one more, because you're just a creative type. Do you have ideas for visuals for your songs? Come on.
I have this track called Birds that's about to drop. That's my next song I'm about to drop. And it's just a metaphor on women. My whole thing right now, I'm trying to. I feel like guys will listen to anything really women will listen to. It's just like anything. If a girl likes it, you're going to play it. It's just how it is. But my whole thing, I say things that women want us to say, but we never really say it. So it's just that. So I feel like, that's my thing. I'm catering for women right now. I'm trying to really find my real core fan base and then distribute it. Guys are always going to fall in line. I'm a guy. I'm just naturally going to make music for y'all. It's just how it is.
Mm.
But if I can cater to the different gender, figure out like what makes you tick or not, then I'm done.
All
right, I'm done talking.
No.
No,
on a podcast.
Talk away.
This
ain't no time to
talk.
It's
no time limit.
Okay, so my music video, Birds, you can expect a lot of different flavors of women. That's like, that's the whole metaphor behind it. You can expect a lot of birds, but I'm really trying to find different aspects. Like, what do you guys think of when you hear birds?
I literally just saw a white dove.
Yeah, like, have one white, you see what I mean? Like, it's just, I'm trying to figure, I'm not all the way there yet. I'm not the person that acts like I do not need help or anything. I definitely need help.
Mm-hmm.
I need everyone's ideas. It's just how, then I formulate my own plan. But I'm trying to figure it out as I go. But you can expect a lot of not normal stuff. I do not want to fall in line. That's my whole thing. I just don't want to fall in line.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's something very predictable, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're getting a video for this single?
Yeah, Runaway. Runaway has actually hit 5K on all social media platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, everywhere. Should be dropped.
When'd you drop that?
That's Runaway? I dropped it. When is it? I went on SoundCloud today. It said 26 days ago.
Cool. That's some good numbers, man.
Yeah. But it's climbing. We're not there. We're not where we want to be yet.
But also, that kind of song, I'm not even gonna lie.
It was gonna go.
It hits as soon as you hear it. Like, you just gotta get people to hear it.
Right.
But as soon as they hear it, it hits.
Because
I heard it today. I was like, oh shit, all right, cool. Then I listened to it again. Then I was like, all right, cool. This shit's all right. It's cool. That's cool. That's cool. I'm a hater by nature. So,
we all haters by nature, bro.
I'm a hater by nature. So, if I'm telling you to your face, like, yeah, that shit's cool, it's cool. Trust me.
Yeah,
because I have no problem telling people the truth.
I was going through our messages, and another artist had hit us up when I listened to both your music. And the other one was cool. When I heard yours, I even texted the group chat we're in, Jarrell and our other friend. I was like, oh, this is dope.
Yeah, he did.
So like, and I don't rush to you. They know me. I don't really.
Yeah.
Myself.
That's the thing also. I think people are reluctant to try new music.
That's a fact.
Like, at least I know for a fact I am. If someone sends me something, like, my natural reaction is like, I'll get to it. Because I already know, like,
but you never get to it.
No, I'll get to it eventually, but it's just that, like, I'm always, like, hesitant to do it because it's, like, I don't feel like I wasted my time listening to something where I already know this artist or this song's going to be hot. I've listened to this and I know what I'm getting out of it.
Yeah, Scorpion just dropped. But then you hit me up and I was just like, no, but then you took the time to reach out to us. So I'm like, the least I could do is at least check out. You took the time to reach out.
But now that song is dope. Definitely, I can tell you're talented just by listening to it. It's like, listening to that one song makes me eager to see what else you put out. Like, I
especially not meeting.
Yeah, so going forward, I'm like, I'm going to check this dude's music.
I'm just warning you, it's not going to sound like Runaway.
That's fine. That's
fine.
It can sound different. It's just...
That's the quality. Like, go crazy.
But that's what it's about also as an artist. It's like putting out something that people are going to gravitate towards first. And then it's like, I got you now. Now you can listen to everything else. Like, I got you. Come in.
Yeah.
Now listen to me.
Runaway was the, you know, the stepping stone. It was just something to even it all up. Now I'm just... I feel like I have people's attention now. It's time to move. See what I'm really about.
Yeah, I heard this. I thought, yo, this is dope. When I come back, it's not like, let me get exactly what you just gave me. It's like, let me see what else you can do.
Exactly. That's what I'm spice on it.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you for coming on the podcast,
thank
man.
You, bro. You
got really great appreciate
energy.
It. Great
thanks
energy. It's going to take you a long way.
Thank you.
You're going to chill out trying to bag my girl, though, but we're going to see.
You know I'm a singer, bro.
Listen.
No, I'm a singer.
Nobody's singing like me.
You know I'm a singer, right?
Nobody sing like me.
Mm.
What you bench, little nigga?
I'm fucking with you.
I'll bench twice your size. That's what I'll bench.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'll
anyway,
bench. That's what I'll bench.
Go ahead and plug away.
Okay. My name is Lloyd Ansa. You can find me on every social media at I am Lloyd Ansa. I have a music video that's about to drop.
You can spell that out for people.
Okay. Yeah, you probably should.
So it's I-A-M-I-M. And my first name is L-L-O-Y-D. That's Lloyd. And my last name is A-N-S-A-H. Answer. Like question and answer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And tell them where to find Runaway on all platforms.
You can find Runaway on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, iHeartRadio, Amazon.
Mm.
And for you free people, SoundCloud.
Mm.
That's how it is.
Hey. All right, man. All right,
we'll pull up.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, music video coming
up. We'll definitely put it on the IG page. Let people know where to find the music and all that. As always, people, thank you for listening to the podcast. Truly appreciate all the love, the support. Make sure y'all rate, share, subscribe. Check out the YouTube page. We're going to have full length. But we're not going to. We have full length episodes up right now.
Visually and audio.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Look at Kev out here putting in work. I am separating the audio from the visuals for you guys. So, yeah, just keep checking out. Till next time, it's cooling out.
Oh, plug us. iTunes.
Oh, they know where to find us. They know. Kev, it's been 2 years
so
now.
Cool.
But in case y'all didn't know, you know,
cool.
iTunes, you know, Spotify, everywhere.
Google Play,
Stitcher.
Ooh,
what else? Everywhere. We try to. We try to.
Oh, after you use. Gosh, you
got
you.
We out here.
We out here.
Until next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.